Well, hi there. This is a sojourner coming to you from the Alpha House, United States of America. We want to welcome those of you who are here and those of you who are and will be listening around the world over the Internet. Our message in this session is entitled, What is a Word? And our scripture is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Of course, I'll be reading from the New International Version to allow English speakers around the world equal understanding of the words used. Should the NIV differentiate a little bit from the original language, I will, of course, bring that out. So, John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. Now, an equal translation there could be, the darkness has not overcome it. I don't know if you realize it or not, but darkness does not overcome light. Light overcomes darkness. Now, I also would like for you to keep in mind the creation story, the first five verses in the book of Genesis as well. I'll not read those. They're pretty familiar to most people who have any familiarity with Scripture at all. But I did put those in the copy of the lesson sketch that we have on the Internet. When you download that will be there for you as well. So what is a word? Have you ever thought about it? I mean, what is a word anyway? You know, so many times there are things that are very familiar to us, but we really don't think about them. We don't think about what's involved with them. We all use words every day. Early in our lives, we discover there were strange sounds coming out of those really big people that seemed to get them what they wanted. But not so for us. It was at this point we realized we needed to know what it was they were seeming to know with those strange sounds which communicated a common understanding. We were really only interested in the others knowing what we wanted from them. Then, when we had finally mastered getting those sounds so they would do our bidding, they suddenly started expecting us to respond in kind. They actually expected us to start doing what they wanted. Yet a new mile marker had now arrived in our lives that would be with us all our days and even into eternity. It would be necessary for two-way communication in order for us to communicate and function within all creation. It is a matter of fact that the more important a thing is within a society or group, the more words there are to represent or describe the thing. I've said this before, Eskimos have over 30 words for snow, since describing an approaching snow event can easily mean the difference between life and death. When thought about, if we take the word, say, fruit, for example, we can see it also has many subcategories. You know, well, like berry, for example, is a fruit, which can be derived or divided into many other subcategories like tomatoes, blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, elderberries, and so on. Words are so important, we even have words to represent collections of words, such as dictionary. Then, we have collections of topics describing a myriad of things, which are called encyclopedias. And for much broader areas, we have libraries in which to keep a whole collection of almost all mankind's knowledge. So, what is a word? Well, it is many things, and it is very important. Let's take a look at some of the definitions of a word. We're going to look at 9 different definitions. Now, they're all nouns, and there's a real spiritual message that we're going to get from some of this. The first we'll look at is a word is a unit of language that native speakers can identify. Words are the blocks from which sentences are made. For example, he hardly said 10 words all morning. Another would be a word is a brief statement. He didn't say a word about it, for example. Then a third would be new information about specifics, a specific time or specific event. They awaited news of the outcome. That would be considered a word. The divine word of God, the second person of the Trinity, the incarnate in Jesus, that is the word. That's the word that we heard about in our scripture. A secret word or phrase known only to a restricted group. For example, any of you who use the computers have certainly encountered this. He forgot the password. Then you have something that we call a promise. Someone gave their word. Then there are sacred writings of the Christian religion. He went to carry the word to the heathen. We speak of the scripture as the word. We speak of Jesus as the word. Then an exchange of views on some topic. We had a good discussion. We had a word or two about it. And then a verbal command for action. When I give the word, charge. Think about all there is involved in what we call that little word, little four-letter word called word, and all the various meanings that it has for us. Now, there's another thing that certainly in the Western world, certainly the United States and Canada, but I think beyond that, you're going to find a little saying. There's an old saying, children have been taught by well-meaning adults, which is not, in fact, accurate. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but names or words will never hurt me. It can be seen in our scripture that all creation is built upon the speaking of words. Even Christ himself is spoken of at the creation as the Word. The Word of God is so powerful that the foundation of the earth is not only built upon it, but the whole of space and the universe is held together by God's Word. Miracles occur through words. Now, who speaks those words? We're told that we are to speak words. Now, it doesn't mean that God cannot do miracles without our saying anything, because he can do as he chooses. But, you know, when you think about it, the greatest miracle of all comes through words. And what are those words? Those words are the gospel. If you want to be involved in miracles, just tell people the gospel. The gospel. The good news. You see, when people hear the gospel, and if they accept it, these people are made into new creatures because they heard the word. The new creature, the believer, can then speak the word, and salvation, healing, and deliverance come. What is a word? A word is life. A word is creation. A word is what we are called to do and be about in the body of Christ. We are to be in the Word. And when we say we're to be in the Word, what do we mean? We mean we are to be in the Scriptures. And we need to be in the Scriptures daily. We need to be eating the Word of God, the Scriptures, as often as we eat a physical meal. Because it does us no good to have a body that is well-fed and have a spirit that is not, and have a mind that is not well-fed on the Word. You see, many people have heard people say that when you eat candy or sugary things, you get empty calories. I don't know if you've ever thought of this, but much of what we see in movies and entertainment are empty calories for our mind. It's empty nutrition. It has no real benefit except to while away our time. Understand something, time is the only thing we have. Time is the only thing that we have that cannot be replaced. Other things can be replaced. We can even have body parts go bad now, and they can replace them. But we cannot replace time. So the Word is a very, very important thing. We derive our spiritual, and because of its spiritual, we then derive our soulish or our mental nutrition from the Word of God. And it is that that allows us to live a victorious life. Now, what do I mean by victorious life? I mean, you cannot live a victorious life outside of the Word of God. Oh, you might feel comfortable, you might feel happy, you might feel like this is okay or that's okay, but it's not a victorious life. You're just putting in time. A few sessions ago, I talked about waiting to die. You're just putting in time waiting to die. Because, you see, because the Word of God brings life. The other words that we sometimes find ourselves just whiling away our hours with do not give life at all. They consume life. They consume life like a cancer. They consume life like a mining machine digging through a mountain. They just consume it and consume it and consume it, but they do not add to it. They just take away. The Word of God, on the other hand, adds to life. The Word of God changes life. The Word of God brings about miraculous happenings. It brings about healing. Because as a believer, you can pronounce healing and it will occur. Oh, words are so important. Not just the words we speak, but the words we hear. The words we allow ourselves to hear. We need discernment to know there are some words we just don't need to hear. But the Word of God we need to hear. If you don't have a way to listen to the Word of God, I suggest you find a way to get it so that you can. When we put on our daily devotionals on the internet, you can click there on the scripture references, and it'll take you to a site where there's a little place where you can click, and they will actually read the scripture to you. Because you need to hear the Word of God as well as read it. You need to hear it. And I have found that many, many times when you hear something, it has even more meaning than when you just read it. Many times I've been listening to the Word of God, and I'd think, I didn't really get it that way before. Hearing it sometimes can make such a difference. You see, the godly life, the miraculous life, the blessed life comes only through the Word of God. It doesn't come through what you learn about all sorts of various other things, although there may be other things that you need to know for your profession, for things that you do. There may be times when for just recreation you need to do that. But if you find that you can find time to be exposed to everything that's out there, but you never have time for the Word, you need to ask yourself why. Why would I shrink back from the Word? Or why would I be so attracted to those things which are not godly? And I can give you the answer to that. The enemy is a deceiver. He'll have you feel like you had a great evening, a great afternoon, a great morning, a great weekend, whatever. But he's not going to steer you toward the Word of God. That comes from your relationship with God. The more time you spend with someone, quite often the more time you might want to spend with someone. It's certainly that way with God. Because with God we go from word to word to word. And we grow in the word. And in growing in the word, we are able then to use the word. Do you use the word of God by design? Do you use the word of God deliberately? You say, what do you mean? I mean that you can use the word of God for healing and command healing using the word of God. Or do you just use the word of God as a history? Do you just use the word of God as a philosophy? Oh, you see, words are tools. Words are tools for chiseling out and crafting out a life. Let me ask you this question. Is your life being crafted out, or is it just happening? You say, well, it's just happening. Well, if you said it's just happening, I will tell you something. It is being crafted out by the people who you are enjoying, whatever you're watching, whatever you're doing, whatever they're choosing, they're crafting your life. Your life was given to you, for you and God to craft, because He had a plan for you before you were born. When you were still in your mother's womb, God had a specific plan for you. And He sent His word to heal you, to deliver you, to save you, and to preserve you in this life. Not in the sweet by and by. Oh yes, you'll be all that in the sweet by and by. But He sent it for the here and the now. The word of God is powerful. And in the Word of God, there is such power, such ability, such capability, such preservation. Do you feel like your life has been preserved, or do you feel like it has evaporated? What are the words? What is a word to you, and how do you relate to the words in your life? Not just the words you say, but the words you hear. How do they affect you? Sticks and stones, we were told, can break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Think back in your life. Were you ever hurt by a word that you heard that you've never really recovered from? It's a neat little saying, and I somehow feel like that saying may have come straight from the pit of hell. To as little children cause us to write off the value of words. The country of Kenya right now is looking at adopting a new constitution. Do you think words are important there? Right now in the United States, there's agitation and concern over how the words are being applied within the constitution here. How is the Word of God applied in your life? How do you apply it? Do you use the Word of God deliberately to affect your circumstances and the circumstances of people around you? Oh, the very things that we tend to utilize every day but not begin to utilize to their fullest capacity are words. So I would say to you, understand that God went through the ages and brought about a 66-volume book called the Bible, the Word of God for us. He did that because in that Word, He wanted us to know that Jesus Christ was His Son. He wanted us to know that Jesus was and is God. He wanted us to know that He sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. That's our message, my friend. That's our message to you. That's every believer's message, or needs to be. How often do you tell people that? people need to hear that from you, because they are in desperate straits, because the words they are listening to are words that do not bring them joy and life and happiness, but words that bring them down and crush them and depress them and have them in such a fit of disarray that if you know these words of God, you need to tell them. Let them know there is salvation, that there is healing, there is deliverance, and there is the ability to be preserved by the Word of God. Now, if you've never accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, now's the time to do it. If you have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior and you say, well, I just haven't really been doing as I really feel like I should have been doing, then both, either you or the other, can just say, Heavenly Father, I want everything Jesus has for me. In Jesus' name, I come to your throne, and I do accept Jesus as my Lord and as my Savior. I want all that Jesus has for me. Come into me now. Send your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, what is a word? A word is power to create or destroy. Speak carefully, my friend. Listen carefully. But when you speak, speak carefully and speak well. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me just a moment ago, and you'd like to talk to someone about it, you can contact me. Send me an email, thesojourner@sojournershub.org. Sojourner is spelled S-O-J-O-U-R-N-E-R. If you're in the United States, you can call me at 800-391-6944. I or someone will talk with you. We'll be so glad to help you, to answer questions for you. And if you're on Skype, you can reach us, The Sojourner 3734. You can reach us on Skype. I hope this has caused you to think about what is a word and how valuable words are each and every day. So very, very valuable. So very, very important. So I'm going to speak this word blessing over you. And that will bring this broadcast to a close. But do feel free to contact us. So the blessing of our Lord on you and all that is yours, by blood, adoption, or assignment, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.